we have been informed about God, so now I must see Him. This is very surprising news, I know. it can shock even the oldest devotees. Guru Charan is speechless. You also will be. Prabhupada said, so we have been informed about God.
Informed.
Now I must see Him. And then he says, there is a story in this connection. Try to hear. One professional reciter was reciting about Bhagavata, and he was describing that Krishna was highly decorated with all jewels. So there was a thief in that meeting. He thought, why not go to Vrindavan and plunder this boy? Do we have this evening a thief in our meeting? I think he was not there yet. The story which you will hear now is a story which tells you how you only have to have one qualification to see Krishna. That qualification is you must be very eager and serious. Please listen to the story which I'm sure will change your entire life and make you very hopeful this evening. Once there was the robber Govardhan. His father was also a robber. Yes, his father would rob in the day and Govardhan would rob in the night. And his father gave his son one instruction. Never go and listen to Krishna Katha. Govardhan said, why not? Father asked, are you my son or not? Obey. But so one day, Govardhan was feeling in one forest where an assembly of devotees like this one was meeting. There was one Pandit who was reading for 7 days from the Srimad Bhagavatam and explaining. When Govardhan passed the assembly, he immediately closed his ears because he had given a promise. But you know, we may want to ignore Krishna, but he has his own plans with us. Govardhan stepped on a thorn. Oh no! for this one moment his ears were unprotected. During this moment he heard one sentence. The Devatas never had a shadow. Ever say the sun comes? No shadow for the Devata. The same night, he went to a place to do some more healing. All of a sudden, Govardhan felt himself surrounded by 10 violently looking people. They said, "Come, follow us." And they brought him to their own goddess of Kali. That evening, they planned to make a human sacrifice. And Govardhan, being a robber, could sense this, that his life was in danger. Like a wild animal, he was thinking, "Oh no, how to get out of this?" Then as he was looking to the goddess, he saw she had a shadow. And he got some new hope. This is not a very powerful devata. He has a shadow. And immediately he made a plan how to escape. He said, "Dear gentlemen, this evening I have decided to become a human sacrifice for Kali." "Yes." "My life is useless. I'm a robber. Please cut off my head." "Then I have some use." "Oh, very good. We were just thinking about this possibility." "Oh, good," said Govardhan. "Then just allow me to take a bath in the nearby river so that I'm clean for the sacrifice." He said, no need. "We can just do it like this. You can be Muji. No problem. This is a Muji sacrifice." "Yes." "No," Govardhan said, "let me take a bath to be clean." "No," said Govardhan, "I want to be a proper sacrifice. Allow me this last request of mine." Finally, he said, all right. Govardhan went to the river, jumped in the river, and never came back. When he arrived in the morning at this robber's cave, he thought, it was not so bad to listen to Krishna Katha. It saved my life. I got hope. Next evening, I will listen something more. next evening he came and said, totally at the end, like this Prabhu. And he listened just a little. Yes. Yes. And he heard that evening that there is a boy called Krishna. The all attractive one. And he has a golden crown on his head. And he's decorated with many jewels. Then I will slander this boy. Now I have to go to so many people to just survive. This time I will only go to one boy and I have everything. Then it means good. Maybe tomorrow evening I will hear some more about this rich boy. And next evening he heard that Krishna has pearls around his neck. Some of these pearls he uses to feed to the swan. Who are very hungry for pearls. This is Vrindavan. Yes, Vrindavan swan. And he heard how Krishna had nice anklets made of. And he also heard how he had little bells around his feet. He also heard how Krishna has a piece of feather here, and around it these very nice chains made of gold, so that the piece of feather sticks in the right position. Yes, direction. Yes. That evening, he wanted to ask a question to the Pandit. But there were so many people around the Pandit that there was no chance. Therefore, he came back another night, early, before the lecture. Not like the Hare Krishna devotees, who come too late, yes. He went before the lecture to the lecturer and said, I have one question. The lecturer said, listen, you are a robber, I can see. I only have my Bhagavatam. If you want the money, you can take the donations from the basket. But please leave me alone. I have three more days. These people are so nice. Let me lecture. Notice this so wonderful. I don't want your money, said Prabhupada. I just want to know, where does this boy live? What is his address? Well, the party said, we will talk about this evening. Sit down in the crowd. And in the evening, the Pandit discussed about the wonderful country of Vrindavan, where everywhere you can hear the flute song of Krishna. Where there is a beautiful Yamuna river like there, where the water is nectar. Govardhan said, please talk more about the boy, not so much about the country. Any more decoration? Yes, said the Pandit, this was a very good question. And Krishna has a little pearl hanging here. Under the nose, yes. And when Krishna breathes, the pearl shakes a little. And on the top of the pearl is a little reddish because its nostrils from the inside have a very nice reddish effulgence. And when the gopis see the shaking pearl, they get all the dhyana which the yogis won't get normally. And sometimes Krishna has bells around this vase. But very small bells. Not big. And he has a flute beset with jewels. I will rob this boy, he thought. I will be rich. And he is so small, 7 years old. Then after the class, he saw how all the people were going to the Pandit and they gave a little donation. I'm not getting sentimental, he said. But I will also give a coin as an auspicious beginning of the greatest coup I have ever made in my life. And if the Pandit has light and there is no Krishna, I will steal all his money. So in that after that evening class, he said, so he went to the Pandit, so is there anything more I need to know? Vrindavan and the boy's name? Krishna? The Pandit said, no, there's a better name. Yama Sundara. He is more known as Yama Sundara. That's the original name. Govardhan, for the whole night, he was going home and he was chanting, Vrindavan Syamasundara, Vrindavan Syamasundara, Vrindavan Syamasundara, Vrindavan Syamasundara. Syama But when he woke up next morning, he had forgotten that complicated name. He only knew the place, Vrindavan. When in the night he tried to again go to the Pandit to ask him, he heard he had gone already. The Pandit had gone to Rajasthan with his most important information. Next morning, Govardhan started to travel to Rajasthan to meet the Pandit, to ask him what again was that complicated long name of the boy. After 5 days, he arrived in the village of the Pandit. He found his house. Hanji, come in. Then the Pandit saw him. What do you want? The name. Whose name? The rich boy's name. Shyama Sundara is his name. And the Pandit thought, this boy is so eager. I wish I would be as eager as this boy. This robber. Pandit, yes. I wish him all the best. So there are now three very powerful blessings on Govardhan. He had listened on about Krishna. He had served a devotee by giving a donation, and he had gotten the blessing of a devotee. This looks very interesting. Maybe he has a chance to meet Krishna. My dear devotees, if you want to meet Krishna, you need three things. First, a very strong desire. It's called Ichha in the beginning, and it becomes bigger and bigger until it is Lolyam or greed, eagerness. The second thing you need is endeavor. Your own endeavor. But the third thing you need is the most important. It is called anugraha, or strong mercy of Krishna. There are different forms of mercy of Krishna, like kripa, karuna, daya. But anugraha is that type of mercy which the Lord sends into this world to uplift a fallen soul like us. Maybe Govardhan will see Krishna. His eagerness is there. He is traveling all over the place. His endeavor is there. And our Lord Krishna is the Lord of mercy. When Govardhan was before the Pandit and he heard the name of the boy as Shyama Sundara, he first revolted. Why has such a small boy such a long name? He's only 7 years old. How old are you? Nine. Can you please get up? So this is how a 9-year-old boy looks. So 7 years must be a little shorter. Grazie. Yes. So he's such a small boy. Why such a long name? Well, said the Pandit, what is your name? Govardhan. Said the Pandit, what do you like if I call you Goba? Goba means the dung of a cow. So in the same way you have to say the whole name of Shyama Sundara. Every boy in Vrindavan is called Shyam. When the little boys run around in Vrindavan, Shyam, Gopa, Shyam. But there's only one Shyama Sundara. Oh, thank you very much for the information. Now, he said, since I'm already here, I have one more question. Is there a time when this boy is alone? The Pandit said, well, he sleeps in the palace of his parents, and then he goes into the forest for cow herding. He's surrounded by millions of his cowherd boyfriends. Oh, said Govardhan, this is very bad. But the Pandit said, each day at 12 o'clock, he tells all his cowherd boys to sleep. Because around this time he wants to go to a special lake where he wants to meet someone who's very dear to him, but I can't tell you about this. This is a very private place. That is all right, said Govardhan. 12 o'clock he's alone, huh? I have one other question. Does he like some special food? Some preference? Oh, said the Pandit, yes. He likes very much butter mixed with sugar. Once he told his mother, Yashoda, he doesn't want to drink any milk any longer. He told his mother, just take the milk and cook butter from it and then give me the butter, the essence, the sina. boys, they like butter and sugar very much. So, okay. Shyamasunda, his name. Address, Vrindavan. And he's alone around 12 o'clock. He likes butter. Is there anything else I must know about him? Yes, says the Pandit. Everyone who thinks about him or comes in some type of contact with him, his heart is changed. That's all right, maybe for some sentimentalists. So he went back home chanting Shyamasunda Vrindavan, Shyamasunda Vrindavan, Shyamasunda Vrindavan, 12 o'clock, Shyamasunda Vrindavan, Shyamasunda Vrindavan, Shyamasunda Vrindavan, 12 o'clock. When he arrived at home, his sister said, "Brother, what are you saying all the time?" I'm planning the biggest thing in my life. But brother, sometimes you look very sad. Yes, yes, Govardhan, I don't know, since I'm chanting this Shyamasunda, this name, sometimes I feel some sweet feeling in my heart, some very big, some yearning. I do not know what this is. Sister, tomorrow I need a lot of butter and sugar. Give it to me and then you will not regret. So this is how Govardhan the robber went on his way to Vrindavan. He only had the name and a little butter and sugar. Is that enough to meet Krishna? Finally he arrived in Mathura. Then he took a bath in Vishramghat. All of a sudden all these pandas were around him. Make a little sacrifice for your ancestors. For 5 rupees, you get the best yagya from me. Govardhan immediately felt very disturbed and took side of it. Go away. Tell me how I can get to Vrindavan, quick. When Govardhan arrived in Vrindavan, he only had one question. Shyamasundar, Shyamasundar, where are you? Where are you? It was around noontime, and he went to the Yamuna. Shyamasundar, where are you? And there at the banks of the Yamuna, he saw all of a sudden the most beautiful scenery. There was a blue cowherd boy surrounded with the most amazing associates who were also cowherd boys. They were playing. They were laughing. They were joking. And sometimes directly. Very wild. God unbated. Is this the body? Then he saw how the wonderful bluish boy said to all his friends, "Please rest now, you must be very tired." And the boys all protested, "No, no, 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 we want to play with you. Come, Siam, jump over my back." "No, no," said Madhumanga, "you are a Brahmana, not too much playing. Sleep now." Then when the boys were all sleeping, Krishna snuck away. But on the way, there was a peacock who saw him and who went, "Wow, wow," and danced in ecstasy, and all the boys woke up again. See? Yes. He was dancing in ecstasy. And all the boys woke up. "What is going on?" Krishna took the head of the peacock on his lap and said, "Please, you must be very tired now. Please sleep." "I will give you a sweet sleep." Yes. Finally, everyone was asleep. And Krishna went a little path. This was the shot of Govardhan that he has waited for. He jumped on the Krishna's way before him. Before. "Uno momento. What is your name?" "What is your name?" "Govardhan." "Ah, you look like a rock."
"You look like a rock."
"A hard heart. Thinking only of stealing. No problem. When I was young, I stole butter. Later, I stole the clothes of the gopis. And now I'm stealing heart. My name is Syama Sundar." "He really is very intelligent," said Govardhan. Govardhan thought, "Boy is very intelligent." Govardhan asked, "Are you always decorated like this, with a crown and all these things?" Krishna said, "Well, this today is very simple because I got up very late and Mother Yashoda had to be very fast so that I could go and herd the cows." Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have much more decoration. Said Govardhan, well, what would happen if I would take your crown? Oh, said Krishna, this is not a good idea. I have 33,000 servants. I would just call them and you would be in trouble. My 33,000 servants are all devatas and they don't throw a shadow. But if I give you some butter and sugar, you will give me your crown, huh? How much do you have? Oh, I have a lot. This is over that. For 3 days he had traveled and not eaten anything, also not from the butter. You could get a lot of my ornaments, said Krishna. In fact, I give you everything. Very good. Ben! So, you please eat this now. Krishna said, no. I'm not a fool. I know that you have put some sleeping poison into the butter, and then I will eat it, then I will sleep, and then you will take everything away from me, also my flute. This is too much, said Govardhan. I swear I have not put anything into the butter. Here, I will eat and show you. It's all pure butter. When he was just about to touch the butter, Krishna said, stop. You know in which portion there is the poison and which portion is all right. I will feed you personally. I'm also a thief. I know about it. You think? Boy, it's too much. Governor said, all right, there's no problem with the butter. So Krishna, who had seen that Govardhan had fasted for 3 days, wanted to make sure his becoming devotee would be nicely fed. Krishna is very merciful. Lord Krishna is very, very merciful. He may have so many motives. And from one standard, we might be quite in the beginning of our spiritual life. But Krishna is so merciful. He wanted to feed the thief. So he gave him all the butter. Govardhan said, wait a minute. No, take more. But then I have nothing for trading, said Govardhan. It is all right, said Krishna. And then he ate the rest of the butter like this. I have taken. Govardhan, can I now take the crown, please? No. When you touch with your groovy fingers, your gross fingers, my body, Mother Yashoda will see. When only a little leaf falls on my body, there is already at least an imprint. So my mother will see that someone came and stole something from me, and then you will be in trouble. I will give you personally. Here, take my crown. Oh, God, I saw the crown and a nice red jewel. And take my peacock feather. Yes, some nice golden strings on it. Do you want my earrings? They are the shape of shard. Okay, the Govardhan. Okay. And Krishna said, you want my nose curl also? Govardhan said, no, I do not want to disturb this beauty. This shows what a fool you are, said Krishna. This is the most valuable pearl. It was given by Gajendra to Lord Hari. Gajendra had grown this pearl in his own head. I don't know if you know. Ordinary pearls are made coming from the oyster. Yes, but also elephants in their head produce a pearl, and this is very, very, very expensive. I know, but I don't want to disturb this beauty. You look so beautiful with the pearl. Don't be sentimental. You are seeing. Then he gave him the pearl. In this way, there was one episode. Krishna wanted to give him all the pearls. That he was hanging around his chest. He was just taking everything, just wanting to give it like this to Govardhan. But then he said, wait. There is my Gunja Mala. It is made from Radharani for me. I cannot give you this. He took the Gunja Mala like I just said. You know the Gunja berries? They're little red, little bit red and white, and little black. They, they grow in Vrindavan, and Krishna likes them more than the jewels and the pearls. Because the pearls come from the faraway ocean, and Krishna likes things from Vrindavan more. In this way, Krishna gave him everything. Anchor belt, costly shawl, finally only the foot belt were left. And Krishna was really struggling to get them off. He was sweating. But he said, Mother Yashoda always makes them not so tight. Because I have lost too often my anchor belt in the forest and I was dancing so happily. But you take it away. God, I'm not in ecstasy by now. Then finally, when he touched the lotus feet of the Lord, the ecstasy became uncontrollable. He was crying. And he was, his hair was standing on, you know, like he was a robber. He had so much hair. It looked as if the river Ganges were coming from his eyes. Krishna says, don't be sentimental. Finally, he had lost everything. And by now he said, oh my dear Lord, you are so beautiful. I only have one desire left. Then he became a devotee, says Prabhupada, immediately. By Krishna's association. And he said, my one desire is, can I please decorate you again? I don't know how good you are. But if it is your desire, go ahead. And Gauradham put everything back in place. He had never done pujari service. But his heart was so much in love that he made the most beautiful decoration. Late in the evening, Krishna came back to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda said, oh Krishna, who has decorated you so nicely? This looks not like my style. Oh, said Krishna, I have a very nice devotee. He is very special and dear to me. Oh, can you bring him? Said Yashoda. No, I don't think you would like to see him. He is a little special. Krishna saw Govardhan for 6 more days. And they talked about many, many sweet things. But this has to be discussed another evening. At the end of the 7 days, Krishna, Govardhan, was on the highest level of ecstasy. He could not stay any longer in this material body. When you are in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, you think it's strange to be in a body. Like Lord Chaitanya said, this body is only a burdensome burden. He compared it with dry wood, which one has to carry if one is in that situation. So Govardhan, after 7 days, just left to join Krishna in the lake of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, this is a wonderful story. It's a story to give courage to all of you. No matter how qualified or disqualified you are, if you have this one qualification, and that is that you are very eager to see Krishna, then you can even be like the thief Govardhan. You don't need to be a pandit, not a big position holder. You just need to have this eagerness. Where do you get this treasure of eagerness? Now, Prabhupada said, Rupa Goswami said, it cannot be had by millions of years of pious activities. You don't get this eagerness by being a top brahmachari. By doing a lot of tapa. By being very tranquilo. Tranquilo, yes. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha. By being a bit no-sayer when the pitta and the kaparis come. A bit sense controller, yes. Sense controller, yes. The eagerness which you need in Krishna consciousness comes only when you go to one place. That is, you must go to one place. Only to one place, there you can get it. Not in any other place. Only in one place. There. What is the address? We must all become thieves now. You must go to the association of devotees. Serious devotees. Who also want to meet Krishna. Prabhupada said, now we have heard so much about Krishna, so much information. So now I must see him. Now Guru Charan believes it. In the beginning he did not believe the sentence. Yes. This eagerness is very important. Please do not be cheated. You have come to the human form of life. You have come into the international attempt for becoming Krishna consciousness. The thing which you must get here is the eagerness to see Krishna. Don't become diverted by so many other things. This movement is for producing this eagerness. Yes. Without this desire, you are dead. Hare Krishna. You need new life. What do you think about the story? It's very nice, isn't it? It gives us hope. Do not despair. You can do it. Govardhan did it. But you must become eager. We want eager devotees, not sleeping devotees. I want to just say that we have now made the program. Sarana Prabhu and myself, we were sitting down, and the program will soon be finished. Oh yeah, there, our devotee, computer expert, has printed it. I will give morning and evening lecture, and please be on time. Today you have come with ISKCON flexible time. But let us try from tomorrow onwards to be as punctual as we can. And then tomorrow evening we have a nice Naam Yajna. I think you will be surprised. You all need to bring a flower with you, otherwise you have no entrance into the room. The flower must be given to Gaunitai tomorrow evening. But don't steal flowers from the neighbor's tree. that's one highlight. And also we will have a very nice Harinam on Friday, yes, in Venice we will go. Please study the program very nice, and please be as often as you can with us. It would be very nice. Please invite also your friends to come. We will try to invite Ayataki's brother and girlfriend this evening. Okay, so we will now have a short arati, and then I want to take you on a pilgrimage. We have actually a wonderful, it's like a multi-vision show on Gangotri. It's very cool to see it. I have a mountain. Thank you. Frescante, yes. And we will see it in the library. Huh? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gauri Nitai ki jai, Go Premanandi, Hare Krishna.